From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio with another edition of the Living Truth Radio Broadcast, originating here from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania. This week, we are going to be looking at what I believe to be a very significant subject of Scripture, and that's the concept of God's plan for the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. We are living in a time, and of course you can see this if you are keeping up on the news at all, that a great amount of anti-Semitism is around us today. There are many people who stand up against and speak out against the Jewish people and the Jewish nation, the nation of Israel. And I don't believe that that's a good thing to do. As a matter of fact, down through the years, I've even heard many Christians give negative comments concerning the Jewish people and the land of Israel. And I think that that is really uncalled for a believer, because as you study the Bible, the Word of God, you see that God has a very clear plan for the nation Israel. And as Christians, we need to be praying for Israel. We need to be doing what we can to support the Jewish people, not stand against them or speak against them. And yet we see that there is a great rise of anti-Semitism going on in the world today. I want to submit to you today that all true Christians will love and support the Jewish people and the nation of Israel based upon the biblical worldview. Now, that does not mean that we're going to agree with everything that they do. That's not the point. The point is, though, every true child of God and every Christian who at least has a small, limited understanding of the Word of God will be one who will love and support the Jewish people and the nation of Israel because of the teaching of God's Word and what the Bible says that God is going to do with the nation of Israel and what God himself thinks of the children of Israel, as it were. So this week on the program, we're going to be sharing with you some facts to remember about the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. Some of these facts I'll be sharing with you, I'm certain that you're very familiar with. Some of them, maybe you are not. We're not going to be able to get into these in depth or in detail, but I just want to present them to you because I think that every one of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior need to be reminded what the Bible says about Israel and about the Jewish people. There are 10 points I want to share with you throughout this study, so let's batten down the hatches, as it were, and take a look at the Word of God. 10 things to remember about the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. Number one, let us remember the promise of the Abrahamic covenant. You know, God has given several covenants to the Jewish people, and they are all based upon the Abrahamic covenant that's found back in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3, where it says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of my country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Now, when we look there at the Abrahamic covenant, we see that there are seven elements of that covenant that God gave to Abram at that time before his name was changed to Abraham, that ultimately is to be fulfilled in the nation of Israel through the Jewish people, that even includes the coming of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now note, if you would please, each one of these elements of the Abrahamic covenant. In verse 2, and again we're in Genesis 12, God said to Abram, "I will make of thee a great nation." That's the first part of this tremendous Abrahamic covenant. And that great nation that God was talking about there ultimately became the nation of Israel. And then he said, I will bless thee. And certainly we know that God's blessing has been on Abraham. And we can just read in the scripture how God used Abraham and how God blessed him. And then he said, I will make thy name great. And truly we know that Abraham's name is great. Of course, there are three great religions that actually look back to Abraham: the Jewish religion, the Islamic religion, and the Christian faith looks back to Abraham. And so his name is great and greatly respected. Then number four, he says, thou shalt be a blessing. And it's true that Abraham was a blessing to many people down through the years. He dropped down to verse 3 of Genesis 12, and God goes on to say, and I will bless them that bless thee. Now mark that. I will bless them that bless thee. That's a real promise. And then number 6, he says, I will curse him that curseth thee. Those are two very important and I might say practical principles of Scripture to take into consideration. That God will bless those who bless the seed of Abraham, and ultimately the Jewish people, and ultimately the nation of Israel, and God will curse them that curses the seed of Abraham, the Jewish people, and the nation of Israel. And then he goes on and he says in the last part of verse 3 of Genesis 12, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. You might ask the question, how is it that all the families of the earth will be blessed? Well, ultimately, I believe that that's a reference to the fact that through Abram's seed came the Lord Jesus Christ, who, of course, as we know, was of the lineage of Abram and ultimately Abraham. And so we see those seven elements of the Abrahamic covenant that is an eternal covenant that God has promised to Abram back in those days, probably about 2,100 years before the time of Christ, and that Abrahamic covenant is still in existence today in the program of God as he relates to the children of Israel and to the Jewish people. But I highlight that part there in verse 3 where he says, and I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. I would encourage every one of you who know Jesus Christ as Savior never to get into the position where you are cursing the children of Israel or the Jewish people. And I say that because this particular part of the Abrahamic covenant is very applicable today. If you want to come under the judgment and chastisement of God, then have a negative attitude towards Israel. On the other hand, if you want to come under the blessing of God, have a positive attitude toward the nation of Israel. Because not only does God say, I will curse him that curseth thee, but he goes on to say, and I will bless them that bless thee. Those two things are together very clearly. In fact, they're the opposite of what I've just shared with you, but the point is nevertheless very true. As God said, I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. The question is, do you want God's blessing or do you want God's cursing? I believe that one of the reasons why God has blessed the United States of America is simply because of the fact that down through the years we have stood with the nation of Israel. Back in the day, in 1948, actually, when Israel was considering becoming a nation and when the United States of America was wondering what should be done to stand with or stand against the nation of Israel, President Harry Truman in those days called the president of the Washington Bible College, who was George Miles, and said, Mr. Miles, we're considering what we must do as a nation in recognizing the nation of Israel, if indeed they do apply for statehood. And so George Miles took some time to, through the scriptures, show Harry Truman just exactly what the Bible says about Israel, and basically said to him that the United States of America should do everything possible to stand with Israel. Well, in short order, after George Miles explained to Harry Truman what the Bible said about Israel, the United States of America recognized Israel as a nation. And I firmly believe that one of the reasons why God has blessed America since 1948 is because of the way that we've stood with Israel down through the years. I kind of believe that we are living in a time when, at least in some echelons of our national government, there is a weakening of support for the nation of Israel, and that concerns me greatly. Because a nation that will stand with Israel will be blessed of God. A nation that stands against Israel will be cursed of God. And that relates to an individual as well. Every Christian should be a strong supporter of the nation of Israel. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, that doesn't mean that we're going to agree with everything that Israel does. But it does mean that we will pray for Israel, we'll stand for Israel, will not stand against them, and that even relates to individual Jewish people. If we have Jewish friends, we ought to do everything that we possibly can to be an encouragement to them. We ought to do everything we possibly can to lead them to Christ. In fact, I think that every local church should do everything it possibly can to lead Jewish people to Christ who are a part of their community. I've often said that every church needs to have at least one completed Jew in their congregation. And that, of course, is a Jewish person who has become a Christian. But it's very important that we understand this Abrahamic covenant that God gave to Israel through Abram, and it is an eternal covenant, and it will last forever because it is eternal, which means that among other things, not only should we watch to see what God's going to be doing through the nation of Israel, but we should do everything that we can to stand with and to support Israel from the biblical perspective. And so if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, make certain that you guard your attitude towards Israel. Don't have a negative attitude toward it, toward them as a people, but do what you can to pray for them and to stand with them and be a part of the blessing of the Abrahamic covenant. Well, thank you so very much for joining me today. The Lord willing, tomorrow we'll continue our study on remembering the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.